Yesterday's hearing comes on the heels of growing conversations about cattle markets across the country. The Senate Ag Committee addressed a wide range of issues, including price discovery and the differing views on how to achieve it, market transparency and oversight, and beef processing capacity. In opening remarks, Committee Chairwoman Senator Debbie Stabenow said this is an important conversation to have.
These farmers and ranchers also raise concerns about concentration in the packing industry, potential market manipulations, lack of access to small and mid-sized plants, and a range of other issues. This is a really important conversation as the committee considers reauthorization of the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Act and as we oversee implementation of the $4 billion in funding to strengthen the food supply chain.
Speaking first was Saint-Ange, South Dakota rancher Justin Tupper, who serves as vice president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Tupper said this hearing is critical because there is a crisis in rural America.
We as cattle producers understand and want the packer to make money. But since 2015, corporate packers' gross margin has ballooned from an average of $100 to $200 a head to well over $1,000 a head. Packers have enjoyed unbelievable profits, harvesting around 120,000 head per day, while cattle producers go out of business and consumers pay double or even triple at the meat counter.
Representing the National Cattlemen's Beef Association was rancher Mark Gardner of Kansas. Gardner stressed that the wide-ranging market challenges cannot be remedied overnight.
The unintended consequences of regulated government mandates, such as Senate Bill 3693 and 543, could potentially have a negative effect on the beef industry. I am unaware of any data or research that indicates these proposed regulations will have a positive change on the price of cattle going forward.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.